Hi everybody, I'm Lates Camera Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A. Dana Geyer is back as Edith in Despicable Me 3 out this weekend. Dana, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. We've been together on this journey now for the past 7 years. 3 Despicable Me movies. It's been unbelievable. How has your life changed? I mean, take me back a little bit to before the first Despicable Me movie versus now.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, before I was living in New Jersey, and then right shortly after the second one came out, I was about 15, 16 years old, and that's when I decided to move to California. So now I'm living in California. I'm a student at UCLA. I'm going to be a junior. And it's just been so crazy. I don't think I would have ever moved out to L.A. had it not been for this franchise. So, you know, I'm really thankful for that.
Man, and you're doing 2 internships as well during this summer. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's been a lot, but I like being busy, so.
How did you approach Despicable Me 3 differently than the other 2 movies?
Well, they still had to make sure that my voice hadn't changed because I'm still voicing a young girl, you know, like the girls haven't grown up. So it's been kind of weird because I still have to, you know, make my voice sound younger even though I'm almost 20 years old now. So I have to make my voice sound the same way as I was when I was 11 years old, which is kind of crazy to think about. But it's honestly, I'm so much more comfortable in the studio now. You know, it's great because the directors and the writers have kind of seen me grow up. So it's a really fun experience, and it's just great because, you know, we're so close with everyone now, and it's just awesome.
And promotion for this movie, you were on with Mario Lopez, and I love how he said, the Minion is the Mickey Mouse of Universal, and you call it really a Minions takeover. It's just a phenomenon, isn't it, Dana?
It's absolutely crazy because you see them everywhere. I mean, I was so excited to be a part of the franchise, regardless of how big I thought it was going to get, and we all knew it could be big based on the talent and, you know, the creative team. Illumination is great, Universal's amazing, but I don't think anyone could have imagined how much these Minions have consumed our everyday life. Like, they're absolutely everywhere.
We've seen the posters, we've seen the trailers. When they came out, I think many people were surprised that Gru now has a twin named Drew. And does Edith really like Drew?
I don't want to give too much away, but the girls are definitely really excited about Gru having a twin brother. I think it's really funny, too, because, you know, they also noticed that Drew has a full head of hair and Gru is bald. So it's just a really fun new adventure for them, and I think they really take him into the family. It's great.
And at the premiere, we saw pictures online, giant Minions, you, some of the other stars, including a gray-haired Steve Carell, which a lot of people are saying he's now a silver fox. Do you like the gray hair?
I think he looks great. I mean, you know, he looked great when we started the films. He looks great now. He's the best. He's such a nice guy. He's so kind and genuine. I remember the first time I was on the carpet, I was 12 years old, and he, like, you know, turned around to me and said, it's so nice to finally meet you, and I was just like, wow, because I'm such a huge fan. I mean, I love The Office. I love him in everything. He's a great actor, and he's even better in person.
Yeah, I think Michael Scott fans are just blown away by the hair. They really are. Promotion for this movie really got off to a bang in January when Carell and Kristen Wiig were on the Golden Globes, and they did that hilarious bit involving animated movies. So I got to ask you, what was the first animated film that you ever saw?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I feel like my parents were showing me them when I was really young. The first one I can probably remember is Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, when I was younger too, I also played Snow White in a camp musical. So that's kind of the one I always go back to as like my first musical, because I think I remember thinking I kind of looked like her with the dark curly hair, you know.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
That's a good one to get started with, because that was Disney's first animated movie that they ever did. So that's a great one to start out with. I was watching recently on the Today Show, they had Pharrell Williams on. He created a monster with Happy last time around. He's got some new songs here for Despicable Me 3. Do you think Pharrell tops himself here?
I think Happy's amazing, but I think he just keeps, like, knocking him out of the park, and his songs are so much fun to listen to. I even go back and listen to the ones from the first film on, like, Fun. Mm. That's a great one. You know, just, he's so talented, and he's so great in person as well. I got to take some photos with him, and he's just such a nice guy, and his music is absolutely incredible. And it really does fit the theme of the film well, I think. So it's really nice to see him back working on the third movie as well.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys out there, you got to follow Dana on Twitter and Instagram, at Dana Gayer. I saw on Instagram you got a photo taken with Ryan Gosling. Tell me that story.
Oh, so I went to, as a part of SAG, you know, Screen Actors Guild, we get invited to these screenings every once in a while to watch. And so Big Short was one of those screenings. Mm. And he was walking out at the end of it, and I was just like, Ryan, turn around. And he turned around and smiled. And he was so nice because he kind of walked a little backwards, too, to make sure he got in the frame. But that was really cool because, you know, I feel like my first, like, you know, chick flick I ever saw was, like, The Notebook. And I still love it. I still think it's a great movie. And I think he's really talented, did a great job with La La Land. He's someone I really admire for sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, since you have such a musical theater background, what you thought of La La Land.
It was so, honestly, it was so cool to see. I thought it was so, the cinematography was beautiful, and the music was really fun. I thought it was really funny, the opening scene on the 405 when they're singing, because we can all relate to being in traffic, and personally, I can relate to being in my car and singing. I always am belting it out on the 405 in my car, so, but, you know, I was really impressed with it, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, so you've had the chance to meet Ryan Gosling. I've had the chance to meet Emma Stone, so we've covered half of the La La Land duo. Would you consider playing Mia if they took La La Land to Broadway or did a production in L.A.?
Of course. It's a great role. It's about pursuing your dreams and pursuing your passions regardless of what people tell you. And, you know, it's got a great underlying meaning.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It does. And you've got a movie coming out August 18th in select theaters and on VOD. It's called The Ice Cream Truck. Now, I say it in that way because it's a horror movie about an ice cream truck. I was watching the trailer online. I love the taglines, serving soon and fear never tasted so good. It's so good. You play Bree. Tell me a little bit about your character.
So, she kind of has her nasty moments, I feel like. And, you know, it's a great movie, and it was my first on-screen role, and it was just a lot of fun to do. Great cast and crew. I really like my character, too, because she brings in some comedic moments in the film, which is just, like, you know, always needed and always liked, especially in a horror film. And it was just a lot of fun to do, and I can't wait for people to see me in my first on-screen role.
Have you ever had any weird experiences in real life at an ice cream truck or trying to get ice cream somewhere?
Ooh, not that I can remember. My dad always talks about running out an ice cream truck with me, and, like, we go around, you know, like, serve ice cream to people in, like, a non-creepy way. But, you know, I probably just end up eating it all for myself.
What's the go-to ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
That sounds good. I'm just a plain vanilla guy, but I like when it's done well. I really do. I also can't believe the fact that when you see Despicable Me, that Julie Andrews is back as Gru's mom. She was in the original. She's back here. I think that's so great. Have you had the chance to meet Julie Andrews?
I said hi to her briefly on the first carpet, but I didn't really get to have a long conversation with her. She's so great, though. She's so sweet. And honestly, Mary Poppins was one of the first movies I remember watching, so I look up to her, and she's got an unbelievable voice. She's just such a huge talent.
And you got to be thrilled with the Mary Poppins sequel coming out soon with Emily Blunt, who I think is so sweet, taking on that role. That's going to be great.
I'm so excited for that.
All right, so Dana, pitch to everyone out there, Despicable Me 3, if you can do it in your Edith voice, do a little pitch right now for us.
Okay. You should go see Despicable Me 3 because Gru has a twin brother named Drew, so it makes it twice the fun. It's twice as funny, it's twice as adventurous, and you're going to love it twice as much.
That's fantastic. Dana, that's terrific. I love how you can just go right into character immediately like that. That shows the talent of a true actress. Dana Gayer, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Despicable Me 3, it's in theaters this weekend. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been the LCJ Q&A.